Study 8, Section 5. The Relationship of God with Jesus. Considering how God resurrected Jesus leads us on to think of the relationship between God and Jesus. If they are co-equal, co-eternal, as the Trinity doctrine states, then we would expect their relationship to be that of equals. We have already seen ample evidence that this is not the case. The relationship between God and Christ is similar to that between husband and wife. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. As the husband is the head of the wife, so God is the head of Christ, although they have the same unity of purpose as should exist between husband and wife. Thus, Christ is God's, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23, as the wife belongs to the husband. God the Father is often stated to be Christ's God. The fact that God is described as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, even after Christ's ascension to heaven, shows that this is now their relationship, as it was during Christ's mortal life. It is sometimes argued by Trinitarians that Christ is only spoken of as less than God during his life on earth. The New Testament letters were written some years after Christ ascended to heaven, yet still God is spoken of as Christ's God and Father. Jesus still treats the Father as his God. Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, was written many years after Christ's glorification and ascension, yet it speaks of God as his, that is Christ's, God and Father. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, Revised Version. In this book, the resurrected and glorified Christ gave messages to the believers. He speaks of the temple of my God, the name of my God, the city of my God. Revelation 3, verse 12. This proves that Jesus even now thinks of the Father as his God, and therefore he, that is Jesus, is not God. During his mortal life, Jesus related to his Father in a similar way. He spoke of ascending unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. That's John chapter 20, verse 17. On the cross, Jesus displayed his humanity to the full. My God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. Such words are impossible to understand if spoken by God himself. The very fact that Jesus prayed to God with strong crying and tears in itself indicates the true nature of their relationship. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, Luke chapter 6, verse 12. God evidently cannot pray to himself. Even now, Christ prays to God on our behalf. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27 in the NIV. Compare with 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, Revised Version, margin.